New York's suicide rate has increased by nearly 30% since 1999. That's following a nationwide trend, according to a report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released last year. For counties in upstate New York, particularly in rural areas, the suicide rate can sometimes be double or even triple the rate of New York City counties. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the upstate farming industry has been struggling in recent years, but there is help for farmers who need it.
Mike McMahon is a co-owner of the EZ Acres Dairy Farm in Homer, which has about 1,000 cows. He says the dairy industry has been producing milk at a loss for several years now, and it's taking a toll.
It was very disconcerting when letters came out from lenders as well as milk co-ops advising farmers of suicide hotlines.
Homer is located in Cortland County, where the suicide rate is almost double that of New York City. McMahon says he received a call from a dairy farmer who is at the end of her rope.
She's asking me who she should turn to, and her husband, and they've been farming all their lives, and they just have lost so much money and so much equity borrowing just to stay alive, you know, and they're looking for some answers.
So he gave her the number to FarmNet, a program started at Cornell University in 1986 during another farming crisis, which can help farmers with a wide range of problems. They are made up of about 50 consultants who handle finance and business plans, as well as issues related to families, like substance abuse, stress, anxiety, and depression.
For a lot of these farm families, we are the only mental health care they will receive because they're simply not going to go to the county seat to, you know, try to receive some sort of counseling.
Hal McCabe, FarmNet's outreach director, says they are currently working with 500 farm families, and their call volume is up 30% to 40%, with some consultants overwhelmed by their caseloads.
Unfortunately, we're in the worst time that most of the people that I deal with can recall. And we're talking about lifelong farmers.
FarmNet sends both a financial and a family consultant directly to a farm on a first visit, which is important, McCabe says, because a lot of things can come out.
And if we only sent the financial and they're staring at the balance sheet at the table, they're missing the fact that the siblings around the table won't look at each other, they won't make eye contact, or mom's got tears in her eyes.
McCabe says while their first priority is to save a farm and bring it back to profitability, the reality is they help a lot of farms go out of business with as much equity as possible and a plan to transition to an off-farm job. But sometimes it's not as bad as it seems. McCabe recalls one client that he says was possibly suicidal because of the amount of debt he thought his farm was in.
And so we looked through all the financials, and lo and behold, he was less than $50,000 in debt, and we were able to adjust some things and put him on a plan to pay off that debt. The stress was so great in what he perceived was happening that he didn't want to look.
McCabe emphasizes to dairy farmers that they're not alone. Dairy issues are having a ripple effect across the entire industry in New York, impacting agri-service providers like feed dealers, banks, equipment dealers, veterinarians, and nutritionists. He says there is so much pride in farming, but also an immense amount of pressure and so much to lose.
They stand to lose their job, the job of several of their family members probably, their house, their land, their occupation, their identity, their legacy, their family history, all at once.
FarmNet is not a suicide crisis hotline, and the program is dependent on funding from the state. New York Agriculture Commissioner Richard Ball says it's an important group doing great work. He says the stress on family farms is a serious concern right now, and farmers are not always good communicators.
They tend to just work hard and work every day, and fortunately, most farmers are natural-born optimists, which is why we keep coming back every year to do it again. And we always hope next year is a better year. But it is a challenge. It's kind of a sober one.
Ball says there is nothing better than being a part of a family farm and making it all work. But when world events like a surplus of milk stack the deck against farmers, he says it can be frustrating and feel beyond one's control. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.